You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a Loose Read.
We have got Ollie Clifton here to do the Loose Reads review. Hello.
How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
You're new to the Unity Books family.
Yeah, I'm not new to BFM, but I've been working at Unity Books this summer, and I got asked to come along and do the review
awesome. This
week. Pretty exciting.
So what have you brought along for us today?
I brought along Leonard Cohen's Book of Longing, which is a poetry book, slash kind of art book. It's an interesting one. We've got in a lot at the moment, obviously in the wake of Leonard Cohen's passing.
Yes.
This one, it was released in 2006, but it's a collection of works going back as far as kind of the early 70s that he wrote across a variety of different places, because Leonard Cohen's from Canada, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is written in Montreal, Mumbai, and during his five-year-long retreat at a monastery in California.
Wow.
Which was kind of a funny stage for Leonard Cohen. But there you go.
And what did you find... Did you enjoy the book as a whole?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one to usually like read poetry books, but I mean, I like poetry a lot, but I just, you know, don't often pick up poetry books. But this one, it's really the way it's set out is the poems, you know, like across, you know, about a page, and there's all these little sketches around them. So it's kind of just like feels like you're reading through Leonard Cohen's notebook, which is quite like pleasant. And it's called The Book of Longing, and you kind of get all the poems are quite. I mean, that's the thing I like. I mean, I wasn't like a massive Leonard Cohen fan, but like I always kind of appreciated like lyricism in particular.
I think that's, one thing that was very prominent in his music was actually his use of words.
Mm, and I think primarily before he released his album, he was a poet. Like he was, you know, he's released a couple of other poetry books as well. I think this is kind of considered one of the definitive ones. So there's this real sense of like, you know, despair and sort of longing throughout all the poems. It is quite like, quite more tangible and like, it's also like with, you know, pop songwriting, it's quite kind of, and I guess he was, you know, in the sort of pop realm, even though he's more like folk or, you know, whatever you'd call him, quite digestible and quite quite easy to comprehend, you know, some not too high concept poetry, you know, it's a lot of love poetry, a lot of, you know, sort of just like death themes, you know, just quite like relatable, simple stuff. But very, quite moving.
Not puzzling or like trying to kind of confuse you as you're reading it.
Yeah, no massive extended metaphor. It's just a lot of emotive language that is quite, it's kind of raw. And it's just like it's a quite visceral read, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite poem within there?
Oh, there's a number. There's some nice little short ones. He's quite funny as well. You kind of pick up, like there's like he's like got a good sense of humour.
Do you want to read one?
Yeah, I'll read you this one. This one's called The Lovesick Monk. So this is about... I think this was during his he was locked away for 5 years. Well, not locked away, but he spent 5 years in this retreat in California with these other monks. Anyway, this one goes, I shave my head, I put on robes, I sleep in the corner of a cabin, 6,500 feet up a mountain. It's dismal here. The only thing I don't need is a comb. So there you go. But there's lots of little, like,
so
little
really
things like
short,
that.
Short, quick.
Yeah. And there are longer sections in free form, sort of like writing and little stories almost.
And did he do all the illustration as well?
I believe so, yeah. There's some interesting stuff as well that happened with this book. After, what have I got written here? After it was released in 2006, in 2007, Philip Glass kind of picked up. And Philip Glass has released a record with Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
But this was a different project. He kind of set a bunch of these to music and also just wrote music based off the poetry without lyrics, but some of them have recordings of Leonard Cohen not singing but just speaking the poetry over the top.
Brilliant.
So they toured that with like arts festivals, I think, in like 2008, and I think they came to New Zealand, so I mean if anybody saw that, it'd be interesting to hear from them.
Definitely.
But I believe they did that. And also some of the stuff from this ended up on his albums. Some of the longer poems here ended up on his albums. One was called Dear Heather, I think, in 2004. Mm-hmm. And another one was called 10 Songs, which was like his sort of comeback after 10 years, a 10-year hiatus brought on by his seclusion and places like Mount Baldy Monastery in California.
And did you read this all in one go, or did you kind of like take little bites at it?
Oh yeah, I've like skimmed through it and, you know, like kind of skipped around it a bit. It's like, it's kind of designed, I think, to be read like that. It's not really organized, and it is just like a little notebook of his thoughts and feelings and emotions. So you can kind of just pick it up and skim it. And it's a good little, like, you know, it's a good gift or like a good, like, it's a nice little book. It's printed in like the Penguin Books editions, you know, with the orange covers. So it's only like $14 Unity Books. Brilliant. So it's like a good little thing to pick up, read on the bus, you know, give to somebody who is a Leonard Cohen fan. Or like, you know, if you're into lyricism and writing, it's kind of good little inspiration to flick through. Yeah.
Brilliant. Hey, well, thank you so much, Ollie, for talking to us about, what is it called? The Book of Longing
by Leonard Cohen. Yeah, we're getting a bunch in at Unity Books because we've been selling a lot, obviously. But yeah, it's come through, check it out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.